Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're in the 5th chapter of Acts, that famous passage about Ananias and Sapphira. We ended yesterday by talking about the fact that they are a certain man. They are not named in the way that Barnabas is named in the previous 2 verses to end the 4th chapter, which could be the literary way of showing us that these are not part of the apostolic group. They are just 2 people. And I think that what happens in the first few verses is that Ananias and Sapphira see what's happening in the Jerusalem church, and they have an opportunity to sort of jump into this, get to become a part of this. If they figure if they can put some in, they can take some out, because that's sort of the way this has been working. And so they sell some property and keep back part of the proceeds, but lay it at the apostles' feet. Peter must sense this by the Holy Spirit, or have some sort of inside information that Ananias and Sapphira, I don't think the fault is with keeping the money. In fact, in verse 4, Peter says, while you had it, the land was yours. Even after it was sold, it was still under your control. In other words, the money was yours. The land was yours. The money was yours. You could do whatever you wanted with it. Why have you lied to God? So the fact that Peter asks him why he's lied to God means that Ananias had committed a certain amount to God or to the apostles in Acts 4. But then when it came time to give the money he promised, he acted like he didn't make as much money. Let's just use an example. You have a $20,000 piece of property and you've committed to someone, when I sell that property, I'm going to give you all of it. So then they sell it and give you $10,000. And they lied. They didn't give you all of it. They gave you half of it. Now, I think that's, according to the text, that's something that happened in this situation. I think Ananias and Sapphira are not believers. They see what's happening. They want to be a part of this system where they give a little bit and get a little bit. So they come in and lie about how much they're giving so that they can receive from the church. This is literally them taking advantage of the system. And Peter says, you've lied to God. Ananias, verse 5, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. And Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last, and the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard those things. There are a lot of people who would really rather the first 11 verses of Acts 5 not be in the Bible, because they've become so difficult for them to explain why God would do this. And if God is in this business of killing people for sin, why would he kill Ananias and Sapphira for holding back a portion of proceeds and not kill the rapist who's sitting in prison? I've had that question many times. There are 2 instances in the book of Acts where the scripture insinuates that God kills someone, that someone dies at the hand of God for one reason or the other. One is here with Ananias and Sapphira. And the other is where Herod dies after the angel of the Lord strikes him in Acts 12. He dies because he had not rejected the people worshiping him as a god. I want to talk about those 2 things and how they connect and why, and we'll get to the bottom of this thing tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.